It's a little unusual to come to church on an evening, and the sun is setting, and it will soon be dark. And in that reading that we were just hearing from Steve and John, from the Boys Brigade officers reading through there from the Bible, the sun had set over Jerusalem in that passage we were reading, and a man wanted to see Jesus, and he didn't want anyone to know, so he came when it was getting dark. And he tiptoed through the dark streets of Jerusalem to the place where Jesus was staying. Now, most religious leaders hated Jesus. But this man, Nicodemus, was keeping an open mind at least. And he came to Jesus and said, "We know you're a teacher who has come from God. No one could do these signs unless God was with him." So Nicodemus was thoughtful. He'd heard of some of the things Jesus was doing, some of the miracles that were happening, some of the people who were being healed and so on. And Nicodemus came to find out more from Jesus. And so he begins by talking in that way. But Jesus kind of interrupts him. And Jesus says something to get to the heart of things. And so Jesus turned to Nicodemus and said, "Unless someone is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Now that really had nothing to do with what Nicodemus just said. But Jesus just interrupts and says to Nicodemus, maybe talking about the question that was in Nicodemus' mind that he did not dare actually ask. And so what Jesus says all sort of links to this unspoken question. How can we enter the kingdom of God? How can we be part of God's kingdom? How can we know we're going to heaven? How can we be sure that we're right with God? And that's what Jesus talks to Nicodemus about. That dark night when Nicodemus came through the streets of Jerusalem to talk to Jesus. And we'll think a little bit more about it as we go through this evening and link it in as well to our theme of enrollment as well. We're going to sing one of the songs that the children know from Boys Brigade. We're going to sing "Nothing But Home." Isaac, if you're right to make the words move along in a minute. I'll just get this one down here. So the children, they can stand up. They know the words of this song. And join in with me as we sing "Nothing But Home." Okay.
Nothing but home. Nothing but home.
Pray then for the work of the Boys Brigade
before we move on.
Dear Lord God, we do thank you for the work of the Boys Brigade and Girls Association. We thank you for each of those young people who've come up the front to take part in the enrolment. We thank you for a few as well who couldn't be here this evening. And Lord, we pray that you might bless the forthcoming year of activities that we're beginning to plan. Lord, we pray that the children might have lots of fun, that they might really enjoy coming week by week, that they might learn some useful skills and enjoy playing with their friends. And Lord, most of all, that you would speak to them, we pray, as we look at your word together. Lord, bless the work, we pray. And Lord, speak to their hearts, we ask. And Lord, we pray that they might store up these happy memories of these enjoyable things they've been able to do as part of the Boys Brigade and Girls Association. And that would be happy memories for many years to come, we pray. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we've been thinking just now in your enrolment. What is enrolment? Enrolment is joining the Boys Brigade. That's what you've done this evening. And you've come up the front to join the Boys Brigade or rejoin it. Maybe some of the oldest ones in the company have actually been here for 10 years, maybe even more in the Boys Brigade company. It's great to have you with us. And you come along to the Boys Brigade to take part in all kinds of fun activities. Last week the juniors were doing a bit of the juniors and anchors were doing some cooking. The older ones did some archery afterwards. There's adventurous things. In a couple of weeks' time we've got our night walk and our bonfire night. couple of, you know, back in the summer they did den building and canoeing and things like that. Hopefully they learn some skills as well, things like cooking. The company section have got an evening this week on India. It's not just eating curry, but learning some things as well about that part of the world. But the Boys' Brigade also exists, and it said it in part of what we were just reading just now with the children, to extend Christ's kingdom among boys and girls. And so that's what I just wanted to think about for a couple of minutes. What does it mean to join Christ's kingdom? What does it mean to take part in that? Well, how do you join any kingdom? How do you join the United Kingdom? Well, there's two ways, really. You might join the United Kingdom. You might join it by birth or by choice. How many of the children have got a passport? How many of the children have got a passport? Perhaps if you visited another country on holiday, things like that, you've got a passport. What did you have to do to get it? You just had to show you were born here. You had to have a birth certificate. You had to show perhaps that your parents were born here and so on. And you could, because you were born here, apply for a British passport to the United Kingdom. Or, of course, you could come to have a British passport by choosing to join. Perhaps by coming here, by being given asylum, or by giving a visa or something like that. You could come to this country. And perhaps after a while, you could take a citizenship test. Quite hard to do. You could really choose, I want to stay here in Britain. I want to apply to become a citizen. And so you could go through that as well and become part of the United Kingdom, hold a British passport because you've chosen it. Now, if we go back to what we were thinking of a moment ago, how can we join Christ's kingdom? How do we join God's kingdom? How do we know we're going to go to heaven? How do we know we're right with God? Well, those two words can be quite helpful. It happens partly by birth, but actually the Bible says, and Jesus just said in those words we were reading earlier, you have to be born again. So it's not actually to do with how you're born the first time. It's not due to your race or your family or where in the world you were born or something like that. It's not about natural birth. Jesus said you have to be born again. If you want to go to heaven, if you want to be part of Jesus' kingdom, then the Holy Spirit needs to change your heart and make you born again. Jesus said this in the third verse of John chapter 3 that we were just reading. Unless somebody is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus said it again then when talking to Nicodemus. He said, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And Jesus was just talking about that, how we need to be born again. We need to ask God to do something to change us. We're not right as we are. Only the Holy Spirit, only God's Spirit can change us and work in us to change our heart and make us somebody new. So how can we join Christ's kingdom? We join it by birth or by being born again. That's what we need, for God to change us. And that's what Jesus talked to Nicodemus about that evening when he hurried through the dark to come and talk to Jesus. Jesus said, this is the most important thing you need to know. You need to be born again. You need to be changed by the Holy Spirit. But there's also another side to it as well. Just as we said with the joining the United Kingdom, what about joining Christ's kingdom? Well, it happens by being born again. And it also happens by choice, by believing. And so Jesus said to Nicodemus that evening, as he spoke with him, he spoke about himself, the Son of Man, and said this, everyone who believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus said to Nicodemus, how do you become part of Christ's kingdom? How do you know you're going to heaven? You have to believe in Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of Man. He said it again in one of the most famous verses in the Bible, which begins, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Then it carries on with this bit.
that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whoever believes, whoever decides in their heart that they're going to trust Jesus, and that they know that Jesus is the Son of God. One more verse, in verse 18 of chapter 3, he talks about those, he who believes in him is not condemned. He talks later on of believing in the name of the one and only begotten Son of God. And so Jesus was talking to Nicodemus that evening. How could Nicodemus be part of Christ's kingdom? He had to be born again, but he had to believe. He had to believe in Jesus. We must believe that God sent his Son, and that was Jesus. And he sent his Son, Jesus, to save the world. And Jesus came to die on the cross and rise again. And if we believe him, we won't be condemned. We won't perish, but instead we'll be given eternal life. And that's what Jesus spoke to Nicodemus about that evening. That most important thing he needed to know. How to become part of Christ's kingdom. How to go to heaven. By being born again, by being changed by God, and by believing in his Son whom he sent. Now we're going to sing one other children's song, and then we're going to look at one last thing before we finish up. So we're going to sing Mighty, Mighty Saviour. So again, if the children want to stand up and join in with me as we sing. Okay, I think we're ready. We're going to sing Mighty, Mighty Saviour. So the children can stand up for me, join in with this one. In those verses we were thinking about, Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, and I wonder what would happen if we turn the lights off in here. It's dark outside there, pretty much. What would happen if we turn the lights off? Would it be a bit frightening here in the dark, even with the screen shining and things like that? Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, and he finishes off just talking to Nicodemus about one thing that was really obvious: light and dark. Now Nicodemus had tiptoed along in the dark to speak to Jesus. And perhaps he'd been scared of others and afraid of what other people might think. So Nicodemus came there in the dark. And Jesus says to him, light has come into this world. It's not dark anymore. Light has come. Nicodemus, you don't need to hide in the shadow anymore. The light has come into this world. And just to finish off, darkness. We sometimes have a little glimpse of this when there's a power cut or something like that. Or perhaps if you're out in the country, driving, you stop the car, turn off the light, how dark it is around. The darkness is a picture in the Bible often of, it's a bit scary, isn't it, in the dark? And there can be that fear, perhaps of something evil. There can be, you know, when we're in the dark, it's hard to know, isn't it? It's hard to know where to go. It's easy to get lost. It's confusing. And sometimes we talk, don't we, metaphorically about darkness in our hearts, whether we're thinking about hatred or jealousy, some of those sort of ugly feelings that there can be. We talk about being dark, sometimes perhaps in our hearts. The darkness is a picture, as Jesus was talking, of condemnation and death and perishing. Nicodemus came in the dark to Jesus. And perhaps all of those things were there, tied up in that kind of metaphor, that kind of picture. And we see that around in our world, don't we? It's not just dark out the window, but it's dark when we open our newspaper, isn't it? It's dark when you flick through the BBC News. The world seems so dark, with fear and hatred and evil, when we see people dying and perishing all around. Is there any hope? Was there any hope for somebody like Nicodemus? Is there any hope for us as we look around us at this sad world. Not just that, but when we look inside, as we said. Sometimes we look in our hearts and go, actually, I'm a mess. Those evil thoughts that lurk there, those feelings and things of jealousy or hatred or whatever it might be, we're a mess. Is there any hope for people like us? Well, Jesus here talked to Nicodemus. Light has come into this world. It's not totally dark. It's not totally hopeless with evil and death and perishing and, oh, just bad news. Light has come into this world. And so Jesus spoke these words in John chapter 3, verse 16. Perhaps some of the most famous words in the Bible that say this: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." God so loved this world, a world of darkness, a world where there's evil and bad news, when there's disasters and war and bloodshed and, oh, it seems a right mess. God so loved that world. And he loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, his one and only Son. He sent Jesus, the Son of God, into this world. And Jesus said, light has come. I'm here. Jesus is here. What a gift God gave to this world. What a gift God has given to each one of us. For God so loved the world. He so loved the people of the world. He so loves each one of us that he gave his only Son, Jesus. And why? Why did he give Jesus? What was the point? Well, Jesus tells us in this sentence here that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's a great little phrase, isn't it? Whoever believes. And that means anyone, doesn't it? He didn't say it was just for a few. He didn't say it was just for the rich, or it was just for the clever, or it was just for people of one race, or what have you. He says, whoever believes, rich or poor, clever or simple, black or white, whatever, whoever you are, whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And that's a promise that Jesus makes. And Jesus tells the truth, and Jesus keeps his promise. So Jesus promises that you can do it, whoever you might be. You can believe in him. And what happens? What happens when you do believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that he died on the cross to forgive your sins, and that he rose again? What happens when you do believe? Jesus says, then you won't perish. You won't die and go to hell and be punished. No, no. Instead, you'll be given eternal life. And so when this life ends, there's a whole new one beginning in heaven. Whoever believes in Jesus, that's a promise for me. That's a promise for every one of you. Do you want to be in Christ's kingdom? Do you want to be in God's kingdom, knowing you're going to heaven? How can we know that? If you want to be part of Christ's kingdom, you need to know Christ the King. You need to know Jesus. And that's what the church is here for. That's why Ashbourne Baptist Church meets here, to tell people that light has come into the world, and that there is hope, and there is that message of eternal life and forgiveness and heaven for anyone who would believe. That's why the church organises the Boys Brigade, because we want the children to know that too. We want them to grow up in this world knowing it's not hopeless and it's not a disaster. No, no, for them to know Jesus too. And so as we think just through these words that Jesus spoke to that man in the dark, in a minute we're all going to go home. As you go out that door, it's going to be dark. But remember those, that promise of the Lord Jesus, that light has come into this world, and that if you believe in him, you won't perish, but have eternal life. That's why God sent his son. That's because he loved the world so much. Maybe you've heard these things before. Maybe you're a regular at church. Maybe you've looked at these things before in the Bible. Well, have a think for yourself. Why did Jesus come? How can you have hope? How can you know you're going to heaven? Maybe actually it's the first time you've ever heard it. You don't think you've ever known before what the Bible was all about or what a church was doing. Well, find out more. Perhaps come and talk to me. Talk to Captain Glynn afterwards. What it means to be a Christian. What it means to find that hope that can be found in the Bible and to discover that light that has come into the world. Let's pray, and then we'll sing our Boys Brigade hymn to finish off. Dear Lord God, we thank you that light has come into this dark world. Even a world when we look around and we see such a mess, such evil and so many disasters, and perhaps we just think it seems hopeless. But we thank you that light has come because you love the world so much you gave your son. And we pray that you might help each of us to think about what that means to be in your kingdom, to know we're going to heaven. Lord, may each of us discover that hope that can be found through the Lord Jesus, we ask. And so we pray that as we head out the door into the dark, at the end of this service, that we remember that light, Jesus, whom you sent, and that we might find hope in his name, we pray. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing the Boys Brigade's hymn to finish off. Will your anchor hold in the storms of life? Let's stand and sing together our last hymn. Strong tides lift and the cables strain. Will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the same. Keeps the Please take a seat. It's been great to see you all here this evening. We'll see the boys and girls for Brigade on Tuesday, don't forget. And then of course it's half term. Afterwards it'll be the bonfire night on the first Tuesday back after half term, so don't forget that. Great to see the mums and dads as well. As I say, you're very welcome anytime you'd like to come to our church, 11 or 6 on normal Sunday as well. Let's finish just by praying together. Lord, we thank you for that message of hope in the Lord Jesus. We pray that we might find that anchor for the soul. Sure and steadfast, we pray. So bless us, we pray, as we go to our homes. Keep us safe on our journeys, we pray. And Lord, go with us by your Holy Spirit. And Lord, speak to our hearts of that light that can be found in the Lord Jesus. We pray in his name. Amen.